When you have recyclable glass, what do you do with it? There are many communities that can put those glass materials out at the curb with the rest of the recycling, but that's no longer the case in Ypsilanti. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Back in August, Ypsilanti announced that the entity it contracts to sort recycling would no longer accept glass as part of the curbside recycling program. Why is that, and what happens now? Well, our guest this morning has those answers for us. Ronald Akers is Director of Public Services for the City of Ypsilanti, and thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. It's great to be interviewed.
The Western Washtenaw Recycling Authority made the decision to stop collecting glass recyclables. What went into that decision?
Part of the decision ties into how it's collected and how it's mixed in. So what the City of Ypsilanti does, and many other communities participate in, it's called single stream recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So residents can take any type of recyclables, cardboard, plastic, and formerly glass, and be able to put it in one container and have it recycled. So then what happens is we would collect it, take it to the Western Washtenaw facility, and then it would be sorted and shipped out to the individuals who purchase it. One of the reasons why they had stopped accepting glass is, the glass is challenging when it gets put in the recycling, it gets broken, it gets harder to sort. But also one of the other challenges that the Western Washtenaw Recycling Authority has cited is that the market for glass has evaporated. And because of that, and because the processing adds additional cost, that's why they had stopped collecting glass. Now, one of the things that I do want to highlight is that the City of Ypsilanti also partners with Recycle Ann Arbor, where individuals can pick up a pass from our city clerk's office and dispose of glass at the Recycle Ann Arbor drop-off facility at Ellsworth Road for free.
Right, there are options, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But I do want to go back to the single-stream recycling. We know that it is less expensive, and that means for the customers as well as for the entity that is doing all the sorting. But we also know it's not quite as effective in keeping waste out of the landfill. According to Chemistry and Engineering magazine, 40% of glass from single-stream recycling ends up being recycled into new products. That means 60% is not. About 90% of glass is recycled in a multi-stream recycling system. Are you at all concerned that perhaps the recycling goals will not be met with the single-stream system that's in place?
Well, then one of the reasons why the City of Ypsilanti, made the change to stop accepting glass in addition to the Western Washtenaw Recycling Authority was, we want to make sure glass is being recycled properly. So with single-stream recycling, one of the biggest concerns that the recyclers and the processing facilities have is contamination. So if you have contaminated recycling, a lot of times, the example that gets used a lot is with cardboard is pizza boxes, right?
Right.
So you have grease on cardboard. What ends up happening is when that goes through the processing, the grease interferes with some of the processes to take it back in usable cardboard, and it can spoil a batch. So one of the concerns with cardboard with single stream recycling is to make sure that it's clean, and to make sure that individuals are not putting in non recyclables into there, which would contaminate that.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking recycling with Ronald Akers. Mr. Akers is Director of Public Services for the City of Ypsilanti. Has there been any talk of the Western Washtenaw Recycling Authority making a switch at some point to multi-stream recycling, or is it pretty set on remaining as a single-stream system?
If there have been discussions, I'm not aware of it. I know one of the advantages of single stream is it makes it very easy for the individuals who are putting the recycling at the curb, actually doing the recycling.
Because it's just one bin, right?
Right. It promotes recycling, and it makes it very easy for residents, for individuals to do it. So I'm not aware of any changes to, look at multiple stream recycling. But, it's something that at least on the city side is that we're going to be taking a look at.
Might there be a time somewhere down the road where Ypsilanti could consider contracting with another entity that offers multi-stream recycling, or do you think because of the convenience and the cost, this is the system that best suits the city?
So with recycling, we're always evaluating different options because recycling is very important to the city, and we want to make sure we promote it and recycle as much as possible. There is a challenge with the cost. I can tell you currently, with the Western Washtenaw Recycling Authority, the city pays about $30 a ton to dispose of recycling. We have gone out and looked at some other, they call it the recovery facilities, that accept our recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, you know, one of the most recent quotes I got from another local recovery facility was almost $130 a ton.
So, that's a huge step up.
Yes. So there's cost considerations that come into play, but, you know, the one thing that I want to highlight is that we're always looking at different options. We're trying to figure out different solutions to be able to promote recycling and to be able to do so in a cost-conscious way.
So let me throw this up against the wall off the top of my head based on what you just said. The city of Ann Arbor, as I understand it, is exploring whether it might realize more cost savings by getting its materials recovery facility back up and functional. As of now, it contracts with Recycle Ann Arbor for its curbside program, a program that does accept glass. But if Ann Arbor brings its recycling back in-house, might there be an opportunity for partnership there that might address the glass issue in Ypsilanti?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there would need to be conversations with the city of Ann Arbor and conversations with Recycle Ann Arbor about how to move forward with that. And, you know, we'd have to evaluate costs. We'd have to evaluate a number of different factors. But certainly there's always an opportunity, and I'd be happy to have that conversation.
Our conversation with Ypsilanti Director of Public Services Ronald Akers continues on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. I want to reiterate a point that you made earlier. Ypsilanti, in fact, has come to agreement so that city residents have options on properly disposing glass and some other items like motor oil, juice boxes, and milk cartons, and it does happen to be with Recycle Ann Arbor. Can you once again point out exactly how that process works for Ypsilanti residents?
So, city residents are able to obtain a pass to go to the Recycle Ann Arbor drop-off station. The pass can be obtained from the city clerk's office over at City Hall at 1 South Huron, or they can also go on our website and request one online and have it mailed to your home.
And what that pass does is eliminates the $3 entrance fee that they typically charge cars at Recycle Ann Arbor, right?
Yes, that is correct. For City of Ypsilanti residents, yes.
Now, has there been a run on those waivers?
I know we have seen an increased usage. We had a meeting with Recycle Ann Arbor last week, actually, and they had shown a bit of increased usage over the last month. But we're actually going to be working with Recycle Ann Arbor to help promote recycling within
right.
the city.
Right. I would assume you want to increase participation levels through the waiver program.
Yes.
So let me ask you a personal question, if you don't mind. Did you get a waiver yourself?
I actually do not live in the city of Ypsilanti, but if I did, I certainly would.
Okay, well, one of the ideas behind curbside recycling is to win participation through convenience. So it really isn't all that inconvenient to go to Recycle Ann Arbor, and they make it a very easy process for you. So for those who might be hesitant to go get the waiver and then commit to driving their recycling to a different location, perhaps you can ease concerns about the level of difficulty that entails.
It's an easy process. After you obtain the pass, you should just be able to drive up to the Recycle Ann Arbor station. I believe there's an entry gate. You should be able to show them your card. They'll enter your information. You can pull in and take your glass over to a glass recycling bin that they have. It's a very easy process.
Right. And as I understand it, additionally, the Western Washington Arm Recycling Authority offers glass recycling at 8 different drop-off locations throughout the county.
Yes, that is correct. The Recycle Ann Arbor location is definitely the closest, and it's more convenient. The other thing that, you know, the city's at least exploring right now is looking at maybe seeing if we can have Recycle Ann Arbor bins be located somewhere within the city for short periods of time. But we're still early on that. We're still working on it. But, you know, again, it's the goal is that we are looking at trying to make recycling easy in the city of Ypsilanti. Anything, you know, we can do and any option we can look at, that's what we're gonna take a gander at.
Well, when you take the next step, let us know and we'll let everybody know.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Ronald Akers, Director of Public Services for the City of Ypsilanti, and our guest on Issues of the Environment. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.